Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 3rd of December. Take My Yoke Upon You. A carnal Christian will be unable to discern their sanctified participation in the body of Christ because their sight is hindered. In this regard, their projections serve as a veil over their eyes, impeding their ability to receive the light of the knowledge of their true name and image. This light shines from the face of Christ through the proclamation of the word by messengers who belong to a presbytery. To walk in the light is to be joined to the pathway of salvation that Christ pioneered for each one of us through his offering and suffering journey. With this salvation in view, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labour and are heavy laden, that is, on account of your carnal self-image, and I will give you rest or cause you to inherit eternal life." We come to Christ to meet him eye to eye, to be delivered from the drive to be the source of our own name and destiny. Significantly, only those who acknowledge their wearied condition are then able to answer the call to come to him. Once our fallen self-image is broken, Jesus Christ says to us, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." As we meet him eye to eye, we can receive faith to take his yoke upon us. Through faith, we are yoked to Christ by grace. Each day, as we are led by the Spirit, we journey with Christ on the pathway of salvation. He is our wonderful counsellor from whom we learn the obedience that he accomplished for us on his offering journey. In the fellowship of his offering and sufferings, we are being progressively made a new creation through regeneration and renewing. That is, we are entering the rest that belongs to those who are obtaining an eternal salvation. The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 5 verses 8 to 10, Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, Matthew chapter 11 verse 29, Romans chapter 5 verses 1 and 2, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, and Titus chapter 3 verses 4 to 7. For further study, Hebrews chapter 3.